and from Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at dadboomfo.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice. Think of the puppies.
.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravis show. And right now, I'm proud to introduce a bunch of jerks.
Hey!
Thank you.
Oops. You guys ready to rock?
We're so ready to rock. Thanks for having us.
All right. Me put on another song?
Nah.
Nah, he's got a backup. He's got it. He's all prepared.
Sort of.
Just don't
break our mic.
Don't break a string on that one.
No. Okay,
We're 91.5 MFO, and this is a bunch of jerks. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
Today. I tried a big stick and some Epsom salts. A teaspoon of drain, I wouldn't open the box. An hour of strain and I still wouldn't pay. I think I'm gonna need an operation today. Doctor, doctor, give me the knife. This ain't no way to end my life. A flipped up colostomy. I would be the best for me. Cracking open. Gee, I really hope this baby does a trick. I kind of fell in love when I tried to stick. I would have had to wait till the end of May. I'm glad I went and had an operation today. Doctor, 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 give me the knife. This ain't no way to end my life. A flipped up colostomy. I would be the best for me.
All right.
That's how it ends?
Yeah.
That's how it ends.
It's the book Colostomy Bags. Genius guitarist over there.
Thank you.
This song's about death, so yeah.
They say right about what you know.
Well, I'll trade this noise for a little bit of solitude. You was in my face, but now I'm blue. The underground is more. to my final summer. I'm D to E to A D, laying me down and talking mushrooms.
I guess that one's called Dirt Nap.
It is.
It's called Dirt Nap.
I played that whole song like this.
He has an ear exposed. No headphones.
I'm sorry, Ethan.
I gotta figure something out.
No problem. Take your time, man.
Now I will do a long guitar solo.
Nice.
Okay, that's over.
That's Brian. Why don't you introduce the band, Stabitha?
All right. Well, okay. So my guitarist over here, this is Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike.
That's Mike. On drums is Ethan, or what, Mario Speedwagon?
Mario Speedwagon.
On bass, we got Bat.
Hello.
Hi, Bat.
Hey, Brian. Oh, Bat.
Brian, Bat.
It's interchangeable.
There's only room for one Brian in this room.
That's right.
Okay, you're Bat.
Bat.
He's Batty.
How you doing, Ethan?
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Your tribute never made it to heaven. It came down on the beach. The thing that ate it died. The thing that ate the thing that ate it died too. And it's all because of you. So grandma died. I am sorry. I'm sure she was a beautiful soul. You all cried, or tried to, but then you put her in a hole. But you don't have to release balloons to show how much you care. Even if heaven does exist, helium can't reach there. Your tribute never made it to heaven. It came down on the thing that ate it died. The thing that ate the thing that ate it died too. And it's all because of you. What a stupid thing to do. Brian.
Don't release balloons.
Yeah, that's tribute. That's about, you know, when you put balloons in, like, you attribute to, like, your grandma who dies or something.
Yeah.
And then the balloons, you, like, put in, like, a note or whatever.
Okay.
But if that gets popped.
I didn't know people did that.
Yeah.
They actually do,
and then people,
yeah.
Then turtles eat it and they die.
Oh.
Yeah, that's that comes down.
You know what? Actually, I remember in elementary school, we released, like.
Yeah.
300 of them. Yep. Like all the kids were out there and had a balloon. And
yeah.
You just kill them turtles.
And yeah, looking back at that, that's not good.
Yeah. Litter, and then you're killing the animals, right. You know?
And then
I was
they
just
are...
hoping someone from England, like, got my balloon. Yeah.
Nah. Nah, turtle ate it. And this is what he is now. Oh, what? This is for Carrie. This is the dead.
Dead. Why do we hide? Why do we hide? Why places. We venture outside at night sometimes to feed on the flesh of our own kind. Black cat.
Yeah, I guess our song titles are pretty obvious, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We had like three songs about death and then like animals. It's like,
yep,
death, animals.
But no songs about dead animals.
No songs about dead animals.
Well, actually, tribute.
We love animals.
You don't have anything like, you know, doesn't have anything to do with the song like Over the Hills and Far Away.
No. Although this one's called Semi-Mental.
Yep.
Your sentimental dreams are stupid.
about turtles. Killing Blake Shelton is what that song's about.
About what?
Killing Blake Shelton.
It's a turtle song by our guitarist.
Are all your songs about turtles?
Not all of them. Really
are.
Only two. It just seems like it.
Oh, I'm pushing, though. I'm pushing to make it an all-turtle
turtle
repertoire.
I love turtles.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I've got a text from Terry saying we all sound good.
Thank you, Terry. We love you, Terry.
Yes, Cal, he says you sound great, too.
Thank you, Cal.
How you doing,
Thank you so much.
Actually, we're warm now, too. Toasty in here.
That's nice.
I finally, after trial and error, figured out how to do this without...
Ethan has figured out his headphones. That's good.
I should have helped you with that a long time ago.
Nah.
This is your show.
He's a tough guy.
It's actually fun to watch him struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we enjoy that.
He's got the easy job.
No, yes.
Ready
yet? Ready. All the time I'm thinking enough.
My head.
They chase me.
if you can say it, maybe about a furry pudenda.
What are you wondering about?
This song is about a big ol'
hairy
bush.
Vajayjay.
Yeah, bush. Minge.
Minge, yeah. Okay, yeah, it's about a big ol' hairy minge.
Big ol' hairy minge.
I actually heard all these songs at one point. Yeah.
Ready? Yes.
It's big, it's black, it's on the attack. 70s Euro minge. It's whirly, it's wild, it's got me beguiled. 70s Euro minge. Lena, Joel, and Nora G can't see the forest for the tree. 70s Euro minge. It's massive, it's rough, it's more than a tub. 70s Euro minge. It's bushy, it's huge, I'm coming unglued. 70s Euro minge. Lena, Joel, and Laura G can't see the forest for the tree. She's famous for that aspect of her femininity. Wasn't sure, double indemnity.
Let's hear it for the minge.
Well, you got a couple other people. Debbie Levy says, well, I have to say the band is rocking and I like Stabby.
Oh, well, why, thank you.
Everybody loves Stabby.
Why, thank you.
And then Chris Major.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Loving Bunch of Jerks. Great show. He's got a show himself here called Strike the Box.
He's been very supportive of us. Chris rules.
Thank you, Chris.
What day is he? Wednesday?
Chris, what is it? Oh, wait, he can't hear. I can't remember.
He can hear you. He'll probably answer in a second.
Answer that, please, Chris. Because, it's a very good show. And, he's one of our favorites.
Great guy. Fireman, too. He's a hero.
Is he?
Is he a fireman? Cool.
Wow.
Super cool.
That's why it's Strike the Box.
You're right.
I love that. That's so smart.
All right, Chris, you're doubly cool. two more.
Yep. Yep, got it.
This one goes out to Chris.
Which one are we? Wait,
Big Dummy?
No, I can't go out to him.
Oh, wait. Chris Major, Thursday, 12 to 2.
Okay, that sounds right.
In the afternoon.
I'm sure he knows.
Nice.
Yeah. Chris, we are going to dedicate Big Dummy to you, but not.
You're not a Big Dummy.
You're not a Big Dummy. It's just that's the next song, and we love you.
Got nowhere to go. Run like a cat.
Nice.
Thank you.
Is this white girl?
Yep. Yeah, we got one more.
White girl waste. This is about me at every show.
Just one more now.
Don't we have a half hour?
Yeah, you can have 45 minutes.
Oh,
wow.
Well, we planned for a half hour.
I'm game for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say half hour to 45 minutes. So whenever you guys want.
Okay.
Well, let's do white girl and
then we'll talk.
Clubs and stuff, looking so hot in my mini skirt, trying to be cool as I fall on my face, so I'm so drunk. Can't believe this stuff still happening. Give me one more vodka lemonade, it's making me feel a kind of certain way. Oh, I'm so drunk.
Bunch of jerks.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We
love
it here.
But I like them very much. I always feel like I'm insulting you when I say your name.
That's a side-handed compliment.
We're insulting ourselves. We're very self-deprecating.
You guys didn't do Hippies Can't Tell Time, did you?
No, we didn't.
You want us to?
You want to. Yeah.
We can play it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just tell me what song I can play afterwards.
Medicine.
All right.
We won't play Medicine. This one's... about the bands that play Friday nights at the Midway, and we have to wait for the hippie hour to tear down, and they never do.
What's the hippie hour, like All Grateful Dead?
Yeah. And it's great. They draw a lot of people. But,
they do. It's packed.
But the fans try and keep the band there, and it really screws up the night for the evening band.
Of course.
So now we have a song.
Written by Bat.
Okay, now I know what it's about.
Alone in the club, it's a 6:30. The hippies there, they're still on the stage. I'm packing drums and I'm picking up cymbals. The hippies there, they still wanna mingle. One thing that I know, one thing stage, patchouli and sage. Hey hippies, don't you know it's a past your time? Hippies can't tell time.
Hippies can't tell time.
Hippies can't tell time.
Hippies can't tell time.
Hippies can't tell time. Hippies can't tell time. Hippies! Hippies can't tell time. You dirty hippie.
Woo! All right, I got medicine queued up, but before that, for the hippies, 91.5 WMFO. It's like the shortest dead song ever.
I love the song.
Showing you the way, leaving
Take your medicine. 91.5 WMFO Medford. And yeah, that was a bunch of jerks, and I have them right here in front of me.
Hello, hello.
What's going on, guys?
What's up? Yeah, thanks for having us.
We're doing a show today at WMFO with Brian Young.
Oh, really?
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, what are you doing, Brian?
It's awesome.
Well, what did you do last night? You guys seemed all... You were kind of tired coming up the stairs.
We had a Ladies of Rumbar show.
I did hear of that.
Yeah. So we played with Justine and the Unclean. We played with Hambone Skinny and Lily Black, who is not Rumbar, but
they're awesome.
Woman Fronted Band, and they're awesome. Yeah.
I thought Hambone Skinny was a dude, though. No?
He is, but...
Stephanie's the drummer.
Oh, okay.
His wife, yeah. So
she just... did a drum solo?
No. The bands are all there.
Okay.
So it wasn't just like the ladies, the band came to and
Stabby went up and sang a cappella.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Oh, yeah. People would love that. Just kidding.
The dudes just waited outside in the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you find a parking space over there, you keep it.
Yeah, right?
So a bunch of jerks. We got Stabby.
Yep.
Or Stabatha.
Either one.
I'm Mike.
Mike.
Bat
and Ethan.
That's probably all we'll get out of him today.
A lovable drummer.
Well, yeah. it's a turtle pleasure having you guys in.
Did you say a turtle pleasure?
It's a turtle pleasure. And what do you guys have coming up for gigs?
You know all the gigs.
December 6th, we're at the Onion Tavern. Union Tavern in Somerville. Who's that with? The T and my friend Tom.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
And then there's the Rumbar Holiday Spectacular, December 21st, at the Midway.
Oh, jeez. We're doing the matinee show.
Yes.
That's right. With Moto.
So I'll be there.
Yeah. Awesome.
We'll go early.
Come early.
We'll come early.
And yeah, we'll make it a whole day thing. We'll cross advertise.
Merge. Yes.
That'll be so fun.
I'll be legless by the time we
come. Same for this white girl over here.
Awesome.
White girl wasted for sure.
It looks like I'm designated driver again.
So how do you guys get together? Well, how'd this band start?
That's a bat. Right
into the mic, bat.
And at the Brontosaurus. We started a long time ago, and we had some different members when it started, and then... you know, as things will happen, we sort of rotated some people out and ended up with Mike and Stabby. Ethan's been with me all along, much to his regret. And then we brought in Mike and Stabby and things.
Well,
really
thank God you
cooking.
Did.
Yeah, things really started cooking once once the four of us were able to get together. And that's, you know, how does any band start? It's like, hey, we should start a band. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had just bought that Les Paul, and Bat's like, bring that over to the practice space, and we'll just goof around. And then he invited me. And it had nothing to do with my playing. But,
well, it should.
Well, it's because I'm a jerk, and he thought I would fit the band, so I joined.
That was the criteria.
Yeah, I couldn't deny it. Yep.
And I just walked his dogs, and that's how I got...
Yeah, Stabby started off as dog walker.
That's how I met him, and then he said, you want to... jump in for a show, and I was like, oh God, I've never done this.
Anything else you guys want to plug or say hello to?
Let's plug the new record on Rumbar Records.
That's important.
Hey, Malibu Lou, you rule!
Yes, we love you, Lou.
Anguish is a Second Language just came out on Rumbar, and you can get it on their Bandcamp, our Bandcamp.
CD Baby.
CD Baby. Mm-hmm.
I ended up with a CD somehow. I don't know.
Mirsky.
I sent it to you. Oh. Was it Mirsky?
Mirsky, yeah. Richard Mirsky gave you one to burn. And
which I did.
Yeah, and I sent you one the day he said that. I said, I just mailed him one.
So I got a couple of them. Oh, I listened to the whole thing in my car. It's great.
Cool, thank you.
Very good.
One can be a giveaway.
Yes.
Why not?
I find it in my mess of CDs.
Yeah. Well, I got one down in the car if you want to do a giveaway.
Well, how would we do that?
The first person that says they want one, I'll mail it to them.
Okay, and we'll take down their address?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the deal. If somebody wants, well, I'm sure people want it. First person that has the balls enough to call in, 855-915-9636 is the number. And thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a selfie and
hopefully
somebody calls in.
I love those. I know, how embarrassing.
Stabby likes selfies.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I hate doing that because it's like if no one calls in, you feel like, but it's
whatever.
It's just that people are shy.
Right. We're used to it. We're the Rodney Danger of the Boston Rock.
That's what we call ourselves.
There are a bunch of people rocking out to you. It's just they're shy.
No, totally. I get it.
Right on. Okay, you guys like Blondie?
Of course.
Yes.
Right on. Here's some Blondie live on MFO. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. So much fun.
A bunch of jerks. What's that, Ethan?
Are there any more comments on the show?
Hold on.
You're a man, no in between.
The Senders, and we have somebody who wants a bunch of Jerk CDs. So, Debbie Levy, give me your address, and we'll send one out to you. She was too shy to get on the air, so we'll get that to you, Debbie. And, yeah, that was the Senders. Here's some Hello, New York Groove.
All right.
Down where Debbie's from. MFO.
Made for me.
control of you.